We learned in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Gimel Amabez, and we learned in a Mishnah, the Eim Evarchim Al HaNer, Ad Shei Oisei. You shouldn't make a bracha on the Ner until you have Anah. And it was very not clear, I'm sure when they learned the Mishnah, they weren't sure what that meant. So let's see the Gemara, what that means. Omer Rav Yudam Arav, Lo Ye Oisei Oisei Mamish, doesn't mean that you can't make the bracha on the Ner until you actually have Anah. Ela means like this, Kol She'ilu Oimeid Bekarei, B'mashtamish La'ira, B'afil B'rachik Makim. It means like this, you can't make a bracha on there until it's possible to have anah if you're standing close to it. So if you're standing far away, it's good enough. But as long as that type of nair is big enough that someone can have anah standing next to it, that you can make a bracha. Same with bracha on there, until it's enough to give anah. Even though I don't get that such a good anah because I'm far away, but if the nair itself is good enough anah, I can make a bracha on it. We're talking about even though you're not close to it, as long as there is an esh there that gives anah, that's enough. He has a ner hiding in his lap, no one can see it, or Rashi learns it's in a hashasha, so it means it's covered with something, or he sees a torch and he wasn't mishtamish la'ira, and mishtamish la'ira, he used the ara, but he can't see it, la'ira shahaves, you have to see it, mishtamish la'ira, and use it also. That's the Brisa sounds like, you have to see it and use it. So first of all, I try to say what's exactly the case. How is it possible to use the light but not see it? So it's very possible. The kind of carries off. He's in a corner. For example, let's say in one room and the other room has big light. It filters in the light. So you're using the light, but you can't see it. So now you understand the case. First we get in the case, then we'll get the halacha. How is it possible you see a flame and you're not being mishtamish loira? Lav the mecharka. It must be far away. And what does it say? That if you're far away, even though I can see it, I can't use it for Bar Meresh. It's a kasha on our Mishnah. It's a kasha on the Amira who said that it's enough to be Rechik Makam. It's a kasha on the Marayim who said it's a Rechik Makam is enough. Lo, the Marayim says, no. A vada, you have to see it. You have to see it, and you have to be able to have enough if you were close to it. So what's the case that you see it, and it's not possible to have enough? No, we're saying Rechik Makam is still good. So what's the case? It's flickering. It's flickering, it's going out. And then you can't have enough even standing next to it. So now we have cloud case. So if you have a nair that's covered in Yecheik or Yepanis, you can't see it, it's no good. You have to be able to see it. And it has to be something that's possible to have enough if you were next to it. So it's flickering, you wouldn't be able to have enough even stand next to it because it doesn't give good light. Then it's also no good. So you have to see it and it has to be something that's royal to give light. Tana Rabbanan, same idea. Gecham loy chashayis, if it's coals that are burning nicely, mevarchem aleihem. Oyim mois, if it's going out, eim mevarchem aleihem. You can't make a bracha by marriage. Hechidami loy chashayis. Arav chista kol shilu machnes l'soich hakisim. If you put in a twig and it would blow, it would light up, with the lekas melel, that's enough. That's called loy chashayis. Abayelu, now she's asking a lashon question. Abayelu, who had to spell something? Is it oyim mois for aleph? So, the pasuk saying that the trees didn't get burnt up in Gan Elikim. You see, Loshon Amu is with an ayin. So that's the Amar. Rava Agus, Yoisu Mamish. You have to Mamish be able to have Anah. V'kama Amulak is Yakim and Isla Punyan. You have to be able to see with this fire between the Isra and the two type of coins, Isra and a Pundin. You need a strong fire. To see the difference between the Luzma of Tveria and Luzma of Sipari. So these man the armor hold, you have to be able to mamish have an awe, stand next to it. We actually use these Shi'urim in Reish Sadeches, which says there we paskin that you can stand far away, but it has to be Royu to have an awe. But it says there in Shulchan Aruch that you should look your nails in the fire, put your nail in the fire and look at your nails. And what's the reason? Because he says that's the zeicher to this thing, to look a difference between Isser and a Pundin. Let me see if it has here this halacha, because that's Sif Gimel, it doesn't have it here. It just says here, Ein v'rach ma'anat yoyisu lo'ero, the hanashi yisamuk lo'ero, because yuch l'hakeh, b'en matbeo medino, it doesn't bring down here this halacha. But in Shulchan Aruch, look there, Sif Gimel, it says, claw, this halacha, that the reason looking at your nails, one of the reasons are to, like this, the halacha to see the difference between two matpeyas. Rav Yehuda Mevarach Adabi Oda, Rav Yehuda Mevarach on a fire from Adabei Oda Daila, even though it was far away, he still made a bracha. But Rav Mevarach Adabi Guri, he held it had to be close by. and Adabayu Rechama. And Abayu and Varach Adabayu Baravua, and we're not close. Rashi doesn't say if this is close or far, so we're not sure what he holds.
He says, even though every other mitzvah, you have to work very hard to find it. If you don't have a fire, don't worry about it. Make Abdullah without it. And when you find the fire, you'll do it.
You don't have to make yourself crazy to find the fire right now. I used to go look for fire. Once I heard this memra, I don't look for it too much. If I find it, then I make a bracha. I just want to speak out. Incidentally, the Bir Halacha has a suffix if a lady is chayiv in Bar Yemar Eish at all. He says, even though he's chayiv at Shabbos, different chayiv and Avdallah because Zoch v'Shama, but there, which is mamash much of Shabbos, maybe there's no din there. He's misupik if a lady is chayiv in there. Therefore, that's one of the reasons why a lady should not make Avdallah. Because if she makes Avdallah, she gets the suffix. If she says ner, then Tosailus maybe is a hefsek, because she's not mechuyev in ner. So even Avdallah itself is a suffix. It's one of the reasons they don't make Avdallah because they're myself, but be chayiv in Avdallah. But even more, she's not chayiv, shayla chayiv in Eish also. It's a big shayla. It's a Shlomo Zalman that said that if she's making Avdallah herself, she's making Avdallah and then make ner afterwards. Therefore, it won't be a hefsek, even if she's not chayiv. But Ayin Shom in the Bir Halacha, I think it's the end of Reish, Tzadik Vav, looks there. Look at the Maravaita. Mi Shachal. Said in our Mishnah, someone who ate a good geshmaka meal and he has the bench, and he left the office, and he chaps, oi, I forgot the bench, what do you got to do? We had a Mishnah, it's Mechalikas, Vesham and Vesilla. Vesham says you have to go back, Vesilla says that if you forget, you don't have to go back. Mechalikas says if you forgot. I'm amazed if someone left on purpose, and he says, no, I don't have time to bench now, I have to go on a meeting, I don't have time to bench. They call you have to go back to the office and bench. Vivarach. Same about Pshita, it's Pashut. The Shachach tonight, it says the Mishnah Shachach. My own time, who didn't feel amazed? You would think maybe even amazed, you don't have to go back. That even though it's Shachach, you still have to go back. Kamash Vallah, no. Tanya learned that right. So I'm going to say, Vashamai. The very Chamfiyu, you have to go back. Mishachach Bresha Bira, he eats on top of the Empire State Building. He had a Sudere. Vashachach, and didn't have an elevator, by the way. Vashachach, and he forgot, the yard went down. Vilei Berich, and he didn't make a bracha. Yach, Sarosh, Abirish, go back to the top of the building. Yavarach, he has to climb up. Amalem, Mesham, Mesilla, Lebrechem. Mishach, Anaki, Rosh Abirish. He forgot $1 million on top of the Rosh Abirish. Lo Yalo, Itlena, he won't go back and get it. Lekovet Atzmai, Oil, Lekovet Shemaim, Lekolshkein, shouldn't go up Lekovet Shemaim. And Lamais, Aloch Lamais, the way we paskin is, really like Rosh and Rambam, but Aloch Lamais we paskin, and it's twice before, that even Beis Hillel holds, the Chatchil, you have to go back to the place of Davin, and the only time to the bench, even if you forgot. If you've been mazed, we paskin, of course you have to go back. If it was a Shoigig, then if it's a big Tircha, if it's not a big Tircha to go back, you have to go back, according to Beis Hillel. If it's a very big Tircha, so then you could bench where you are. So you have to know what a very big Tircha is, that's already. It's to ask a shayla to find out what that is. So, to Maravaita, a story. One person did v'shoygeg k'veshame. I mean, v'shoygeg, he went back. Because of that schos, he found a gold purse. And one b'meizit k'veshil, he benched where he was. V'achli ari, and ari ate him up. Because that was the wrong thing in v'shoygeg. Rav Bachanav Kozol B'shei Rosa. He was going on with a caravan, Ochal, and they stopped for lunch in the rest area, and he ate. V'eshtu Levarach, got the bench, and they left. Oh my God, what should I do? Yimilu Anshu Levarach. If I say I've got the bench, I'm going to tell you. They're going to tell me, what do you mean? Eibush is everywhere. Bench where you are. You think Eibush? You know, of course, bench where you are. What kind of, you know, a good deed? You know, knows Hashem is everywhere. Baruch Hech Levarach, Zarchman Levarach. So I'm going to say that, they're not going to let me go back. They say, from me, you know, don't go back. Mutav daminilu, and chino yoyin dahav, I left a golden dove. And then they're going to say, oh, yeah, you have to go back. Amaluhu, so he said, Antuli, wait for me, dan chino yoyin dahav, I forgot the golden dove. Also, Baruch Ibench, ask yoyin dahav, Itaka found the golden dove. Amaishda yoyin, why did Itaka find the yoyin? Why did the Abish to fear they found a yoyin? The Mesila Knesset Yisrael yoyin, because Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is doime to a Dov. The chsiv in the pasuk says, "Kamfe yoyin nechbo kesev ever seha birakur charetz." It says that we compare yidden to the yoyin who are covered with gold and silver. Ma yoyin in itself el bekamfeh. Just like a yoyin fights with its wings. Other birds fight with its beak.
But a yoina fights with its wings. So Afisolin tells us about mitzvahs. Yisrael also are daimer tal yoina. They only get saved with mitzvahs, just like the yoina only gets saved with their wings. And mitzvahs are like wings, which helps us fly, which helps us get higher through the mitzvahs. So ad emes ad. The Mishnah says until when I'm allowed to bench. So until equal, until the food is digested. Kama yashir equal. What's shir equal? Om Rav Yechonon Kozman sheini rav. Kozman is not hungry. He can still bench. He's still thirsty from that meal. Then he can still bench. What's enough to walk 4 minutes, which is like we know has 72 minutes. So it sounds like if Shlakush has a shear, they still can bench 72 minutes. And on the other hand, he says, Yitzmalach Lassai. Like Kasha, Kam Achilim Ruva, Kam Achilim Wattas. One's Achilim Ruva, one's Achilim Wattas. What is Rashi and Taisvis? Either Rashi learns that Achilim Ruva is 72 minutes, Achilim Wattas is Yitzmal Lamayim, and Taisvis learns Vakert. That Achilim Wattas gives 72 minutes. Achilim Ruva gets even more. And that's why we paskin, because we paskin if he's still not hungry, if he's still full from the meal, he's still can bench even more than 72 minutes. If you had a big meal and you're still full, even 2 hours later you can bench. The Mishnah says Vaita, Bolehem Yayin, and it says, Va'oino Amen. It says, you're allowed to say Amen, even on Yiddish Bracha, even though you don't hear a Bracha. Remember the Yisrael, Afik Alashama Kula Bracha, even though you didn't hear the whole Bracha, Oino, you can answer Amen. Great thing, Gemara, Vichlo Shama, you didn't hear a Bracha, Hechi Nafa, Gemara was doing here, Yayitzi, with the Bracha, said, Hey, Yayitzi, the Bracha, you didn't hear the whole Bracha. Amar Chiyabara, Vishloi Ochal, Imaham, he didn't eat with them. And he's not being yotz to the bracha. He just wants to answer amen. All he is answering amen. So there you can answer amen if you don't hear the whole bracha. Only Rav Lechia Berei. Chatoy for Baruch. When they give out benching, grab and chap the benching. It's better to be the one who benches. Always be the one who benches. He might see everyone benching. So the main Rav Mavarach Adif Madani Amen. It sounds like you hold. It's better at the bench than say Amen. Vatayin Linter Bright. So Rishi Amen. God Eloina Amen. Yisrael Mavarach. Amen is better than Mavarach. Omule Ravin Aroi Hashemayim Kenu. I'm telling you, I'm making a shvur. That's the right way. Teidash Rei. When you go to a war, Shrei Galirim Yardim Misgar Mechama. The foot soldiers, you know, the Marines, they go fight. Vigabar Yardim Natschem. And all the generals come in and they win the war. So the guys come last win the war. So Amen is like the generals. So that's better. So why do you tell a son to chap around benching? So Gemara Tanoi, it's really Mechagas Tanoi. Tanya, Echna Mavarach Echna Oin Amen B'mashma. Both Mavarach and Oin Amen are B'mashma in the Pasuk in Nechemya. It says, Kumu Baruch Baruch Hu Hashem Lekeichem Baruch Hashem Kvardecha. Because the first part of the Pasuk is the Bracha, Baruch Hashem Kvardecha is the Amen, all in the Pasuk. B'mashma Hashem Maharil Mavarach Hashem Elam Amen. They fast give the Schar to the Mavarach faster than the Oin Amen. So you see it's Mechagas Tanoi. This man, the Amas, holds that Mavarach is better than the Oin Amen. You let her answer Amen after a bracha of Tanoikos Shavuos Ravim. You could answer Amen. Besides Tanoikos Shavuos Ravim, here making a bracha, maybe learning how to make a bracha. So tomorrow, even children, how do you know eat them after Rav? That's only if not by Maftir. But I'll eat them after Rav, by Maftir Oinen, which means they're making a real bracha, you know they're making a real bracha. For example, by Shul, by Maftir, allowed to give a cup in Maftir, and they're making a bracha, then you can answer because you know they're making a bracha. But in a regular case, in the house, they're making a bracha, or in the yeshiva, they're making a bracha, maybe it's only Islamic, you cannot answer Amen until you know for sure that it's a real bracha. Tanur Rabbanon, the people who wash their hands with Shemen after Suda, Ma'ake Vesa Bracha, they shouldn't bench until they finish washing their hands. It's like Mayim Achreinim, a type of idea like Mayim Achreinim. And also they can eat until they finish doing the Shemen. The Rabbi Zoloi. Rabbi Zvayu Yemei Einim Akiv. No, it's not Akiv. It could be they have to bench even before they put Shemen on. Rav Acha Amas Shemen Toiv Ma'akiv. If they used to put on Shemen Toiv, it's Ma'akiv. And they until they do that, they don't bench. Rav Zvayu Yemei Kshim Shemuzim Pasla. Avayu Lekachi Daim Ez Hamas. If your hands are dirty, Paisel Asa Bracha. It's Pasla Bracha. I'm not going to say, no, Loi Ziloi, these are names that are priests. I don't know Ziloi, I don't know Zivoi, I don't know Zumoi, Yedana, Elam Sitidan, I know a Brisa. Dobro Udom Rav, Amilam Sitatana, Viskadishtem, Ilmaim Rishonim, that's the loch, you have to wash Tayos Daim. Obviously, only Asmachta. You wash Tayos Daim Rishonim.
That's the bracha. So it's even here, you have to wash mayim achroinim. Tosfos speaks out that onu ein melech sodom es matzu yibneinu. You don't have to wash mayim achroinim, famous Tosfos. But it says those people who are istinous and the hands are dirty, of course they do have to wash mayim achroinim before berachas mazon. Elamaisa, it's b'chagas and hagim. Our minig is you have to wash mayim achroinim. Mechaber paskins mayim achroinim chayva. We're not getting into that now. Hadin aloch elu devarim.